church on the beach. Not now, because it's too cold. But there's a boardwalk and a canopy where we used to have our church. We had a building back before I quit and all that. We had all these resources, and when I quit on God, we lost it. So the Lord said, well, if you be faithful a little, I'll bless you much. And so I'm preaching on the boardwalk there, on their canopy by the beach there in Brighton Beach. And there's drug addicts and alcoholics there, homeless. And they live under the canopy because the bathroom's right like a quarter mile down, less than a quarter mile, about 200 yards down is the bathroom. And she said, you got all the facilities there. And the Lord says, yeah, and you don't have to pay rent. Let them have it. Preach to them. And you know, one guy, Russian, he has a big headache. He has a hangover. He goes, I hate you. I hate you. I come here and you give me a headache all the time. You leave us with a headache. That's what you give us. I said, what can I do? What else can I do for you? Give me breakfast. All right, I'll buy you guys breakfast. I started buying breakfast. I said, okay, now you can preach to us. So I go down to the deli, right? He constantly took me. There's a deli that sells about bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches for $3 fresh. And so I buy all of them, and we get together. I get the food. I say, all right, we're going to pray. We're going to say grace. And these people, they're on drugs and alcohol. And they're all hangover. And I say, all right, Lord Jesus, thank you for coming down to heaven, dying on the cross for our sins, rising from the dead. Save these souls. Convict them of sin. Oh, God, get real. Oh, Lord, don't die, go to hell. We get saved. And thank you for this food, Lord. It's all you. In Jesus' name. And they all say, amen, amen. And they dig in. You know, and that's my congregation right now.
Amen.
And Lord said, you be faithful a little. Feed these sheep. Amen. And I'll bless you much. So the Lord's testing me because I failed in the first time. Now he wants to see if I'll be faithful. Well, look, the Bible says here in 1 Corinthians 1, chapter, verse 21, for after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. You say, Brother Eugene, you're not qualified. You're a loser. You're no good for nothing. Yeah? You're ugly, chubby Puerto Rican, you know. But here's my credentials. Here's my qualification. Verse 27, same chapter. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And these and base things of this world and things which are despised and have God chosen. Yea, things which are not to bring to naught things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence. Amen?
Amen.
But of him ye are in Christ Jesus, who of God has made us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. But that according as is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. It's all the Lord. You know, God could have, when I quit on him 20 years ago, he could have just said, you know, I'm done with you. You're a loser. And just take me home early. Yeah. And he took my mom home early instead. My mom would be praying at night because I quit the church. And she said, Eugene, come back. Eugene, come back. And I said, no, I can't. And I would hear at night when I come home from work, on her knees praying to God. She was my best convert. I led her to the Lord. She's Roman Catholic into white witchcraft, and I led her to the Lord. She got saved. She got in with 2 feet. She read her Bible and prayed every day. She was in Christian radio, and she'd be weeping, Lord, not him, me. Take me. And that's what the Lord did. And the last words before she died was, go on for Jesus, Eugene. Going for Jesus, by the grace of God, I'm going for. I tell you, I start preaching and that bulwark, and the Mexicans, they go, I'm going to kill you. And I said, Lord, what? He looked like he's serious, Lord. I think he means it. And the Lord said, you tell him that, you know, you tell him what I'm going to put in your words, in your mouth. I said, hey, listen, buddy, let me preach, and God won't kill you and send you to hell today. How about that? He goes, okay. And that's the Lord. The Lord gives me courage and puts his fear in them. Amen? Because the Lord said, I got your back. I got mighty angels behind you. He got little devils, man. They're a bunch of punks, you know? Alan Ryman told me that. He said, man, he told me, I told him, When I first surrendered to go to New York back in 1990, I didn't want to go. I was afraid. I said, Lord, I'm going to last 1 minute. They're going to kill me because all the drug dealers and gangbangers, I knew where they were, and they meant business. I said, I can't do it. They're going to kill me. And he gave me stories about street preaching, how God protected and blessed him. He said, don't worry. I'm going to pray for you. You're going to do it fine. And I've been there since 1990, and now it's, what, 2019. Still preaching away by the grace of God, Brother Gilbert. And, man, he's a blessing, and he'll give you, I'm going to give you his time right now. And listen, it's good to see you guys. I played football when I was young. I went to high school. I couldn't wait to play organized football in high school. I used to play quarterback. We used to play in Brooklyn on the streets from sewer to sewer. I could throw the football from one sewer to another. I always played the quarterback. I said, I can't wait to play football because everybody said, you're the best quarterback there is. When I got to high school, and this is the Lord, I wasn't saved. I raised my hand in orientation, freshman orientation class. Yeah. When a high school football trials begin, we ain't got a football team. Oh, my God. Why did I go to this dumb, stupid school? Why did I check it out? And that was God just keeping me away from getting hurt and all that so I can preserve it to serve him, you know. Amen. Let me tell you, it's just a game.
Yep.
It's a big hype. It's just a game.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.